Urban Outfitters, from fashion retailer to lifetime value architect. When investors talk about Urban Outfitters, Inc., Urban, the company that operates a portfolio of brands, including its namesake Urban Outfitters, Anthropology, and Free People, the conversation often starts with volatility. Retail is a fickle business, tethered to shifting tastes and exposed to margin pressure from tariffs, freight costs, and competition. Back in 2004, when I featured the company in my first book, The Art of the Advantage, 36 Strategies to Seize the Competitive Edge, I was impressed by its clear and unique business model, a clear focus on college students, new and used clothing, innovative recruiting practices. But it seems eventually the company met up with a growth dilemma and for many years did okay, but not exceptionally well compared to the industry. Well, Urban is now back, and it is confounding expectations. In its most recent quarter, the company delivered record revenue of $1.5 billion, up more than 11% year over year, putting it in the 75th percentile in terms of five-year revenue growth for its industry. It has grown its book value faster than 88% of its peers in the last 5 years. Earnings per share of $1.58 beat consensus, and net income surged 22%. The stock has rewarded investors handsomely, rallying more than 40% in 2025 alone. I've spent the last several months analyzing 7,000 companies to find those which grow faster, reach product market fit sooner, earn higher margins, and reinvest more wisely. Ultimately, businesses that fit this criteria will be included in our upcoming Outthinker list. This lens led me to look deeper at Urban's success. These results are not the product of luck or a single hit item. They are signals of a company rewriting its financial DNA by transforming itself from a retailer driven by transactions to one guided by customer lifetime value, CLV. And it is here, in the mechanics of CLV, that Urban's true potential reveals itself. The familiar face of fashion retail. Urban built its reputation by capturing the cultural zeitgeist. In 2004, when I interviewed Dick Hayne, the founder and CEO at the time, he explained the opening he saw in the market. College students couldn't easily get the stuff they wanted for their dorm rooms. From that insight, Urban grew. Its Urban Outfitters stores became a staple of youth fashion. Anthropology curated aspirational home and apparel experiences. Free People rode the wellness wave with bohemian style. For decades, the model was clear. Anticipate trends, source products, and sell them at a margin. Financial analysts measured performance the traditional way: sales per square foot, same store comps, gross margin percentages. Investors valued the company accordingly, with forward price to earnings P ratio hovering near 11, treating Urban as just another apparel retailer battling seasonality and fickle customers. But in the background, a quiet experiment was beginning to take shape. The Nuuly inflection point. In 2019, Urban launched Nuuly, a subscription-based clothing rental platform. At the time, it looked like a side bet, an attempt to capture the growing subscription economy trend spurred in apparel by Rent the Runway. Critics questioned whether customers wanted to rent, rather than own, clothing. Investors, already skeptical of the economics of rental models, largely ignored it. Fast forward to 2025, and Nuuly is no longer a side experiment. It is a growth engine. In the most recent quarter, Nuuly's revenue surged 53% to nearly $100 million, with active subscribers climbing 48% to nearly 370,000. The economics are compelling. Each subscriber pays $98 monthly, producing recurring revenue that smooths seasonal volatility. More importantly, Nuuly captures data, such as style preferences, wear frequency, and churn behaviors that extend across Urban's brand portfolio. This is where CLV comes into focus. Unlike the transactional model of traditional retail, where the relationship with the customer ends at the cash register, Nuuly creates a loop of recurring engagement. It transforms the customer dynamic in three critical ways: lengthening the relationship. Subscribers engage month after month, extending their connection to the brand beyond a single season or purchase. Lowering requisition costs. Recurring revenue reduces the need to constantly spend on bringing customers back. Opening cross-brand opportunities. Data and loyalty from Nuuly can be leveraged to upsell or cross-sell across Anthropologie, Free People, and Urban Outfitters. From a strategist's perspective, this is the pivot point. Urban is no longer just a seller of clothing, but instead positions itself as a curator of lifetime relationships, reframing value through CLV. Here is where strategy and finance converge. Traditional valuation models treat Urban like any other retailer, discounting earnings based on near-term risks like tariffs or shipping delays. But CLV changes the narrative. When you view Urban through the CLV lens, each Nuuly subscriber is not just $98 per month in rental fees. They are a lifetime relationship with predictable retention curves, cross-selling potential into Anthropologie or Free People, and a steady stream of behavioral insights that sharpen merchandising across the enterprise. For investors, this reframing matters. Companies that demonstrate CLV-driven models think Amazon with Prime, Netflix with streaming, Starbucks with its app command premium multiples. Headwinds and the test of resilience. Of course, the journey is not without obstacles. Tariffs of 15% to 50% on imported goods are expected to cut margins by 75 basis points in the second half of 2025. Management has responded by gently raising prices, renegotiating with vendors, and shifting from air freight to slower but cheaper sea freight. These moves buy breathing room, but highlight the structural fragility of traditional retail models. This is why CLV is not just a growth opportunity, but a resilient strategy. A company reliant only on selling more units is vulnerable to external shocks. A company rooted in lifetime value, with subscription-driven cash flows and deep customer insight, can better weather those shocks. The strategic imperative. The lesson here is not about Urban alone. It is about how we, as strategists, think about value creation. Too often, organizations focus on quarterly earnings as the scoreboard of success. But earnings are lagging indicators. They tell us what happened, not why it happened, or whether it is sustainable. CLV flips the perspective. It asks, how durable are your customer relationships? How much value can you unlock over time? How deeply are you embedded in the rhythm of your customers' lives? Urban offers a clear case study. For decades, it competed in the unpredictable world of fashion retail. Today, through Nuuly and its broader embrace of subscription and loyalty, it is recasting itself as something more enduring. By embracing CLV, the company is moving beyond transactional retail into relational commerce. This is the hidden wealth of lifetime value, the ability to turn fleeting trends into enduring trust and seasonal margins into predictable cash flows. For investors, the opportunity is to recognize this shift early. For strategists, the imperative is to see what others miss, that the companies that win are not those that sell the most in a moment, but those that learn to stay in their customers' lives the longest. Urban is teaching us that the future of retail is not in chasing the next trend. It is in building the next relationship. In that shift lies the real source of outperformance.